In this episode, we are talking about transferring your podcast host and the critical steps that you need to undertake so that you don't lose any of your episodes or any of your subscribers or ratings and reviews.
Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey.
Hello and welcome back to season 3 of Podcasting Tips and Tricks. I'm your host, Lyndall Harris, and this podcast is brought to you by Podcast VA. We work with podcasters to help make the podcasting journey easier by offering a variety of done-for-you support services as well as training. Well, firstly, I just want to say I had not planned on having such a big break between seasons, but well, life just kind of happened and a couple of months got away from me. Firstly, I got quite sick for about a month and I was literally so congested that I couldn't talk properly. And then I ended up with a lung infection. So the coughing was quite constant. So I literally just could not record. Then COVID-19 restrictions kicked in. And so the juggle of having the kids home 24/7, homeschooling, and fortunately, a spike in new clients wanting to launch their shows meant that the return of this season was a little slower than planned. So my apologies if you have been waiting for this to come back a little sooner, but here we are. And I have another season of mixed interviews and solo shows coming up for season 3. So thank you if you are coming back to listen to yet another episode in this new season. And if this is your first time here, a big hello to you too. Before I jump into the content for today, I wanted to let you know that I run an active Facebook group for podcasters. It's called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative, and it's a group for new podcasters or anyone thinking about launching their show right through to seasoned podcasters. And it's a place for you to connect, learn, and share as you go along the journey. So if you are a Facebook user, I would love you to jump over there and search for the Australian Podcasters Collaborative and come in and join the conversation. Now, on to today's topic, which is all about transferring your podcast host. It's really important if you are going to transfer your podcast host that you undertake all of the necessary steps so that you don't lose any of your subscribers, your ratings and reviews, and, well, all of the episodes that you've previously posted. It's a topic that's quite current at the moment. There's recently been some changes to Wooshka's free plans. And so in the Facebook group, there's certainly been a lot of conversation about people transferring hosts and what have you. So I really wanted to do this episode because I have heard and I have seen a couple of people making some errors. And it's really important that we do this properly so that you don't lose any of that information. The good news is that it isn't difficult to transfer hosts, but it's super important to follow the exact steps. And your new hosting provider will more than likely have some step-by-step guidelines in their knowledge base, so you can always search there. But there are 3 key steps that we want to undertake to make sure that we keep those subscribers and ratings and reviews and all of the episodes as they are. So the one thing you will lose is the analytics and statistics through your current host. So the first thing of those 3 steps is to export all of the analytics and take screenshots in your current hosting package so that you know what they were when you move over to your new host. Step 2 is importing your current RSS feed into your new hosting platform. So this will ensure that all of your episodes are migrated across and still available for people to listen to. The reason you want to import your current RSS feed into the new platform is because it will import all of those existing episodes in for you with the show notes and hopefully the artwork and the seasons and all of the information that you've put in to your current platform. It saves you from having to upload it all manually. You can imagine if you've got 100 episodes, you don't want to sit there and have to upload all your 100 episodes manually. So it will bring them all across automatically for you. The third step in the process is to make sure that you redirect the RSS feed in your old hosting platform to point to the new RSS feed. Now, as I said to you at the beginning, I have seen and heard of a couple of errors that people have made along the way. And so I just want to point those out because they can seem obvious, but it unfortunately doesn't happen. So I did hear of somebody who assumed that because they had imported the RSS feed, that the redirect automatically happens. So the result of this is that when you release a new episode in your new hosting platform, your subscribers aren't getting the new episodes delivered to their podcatcher. So you will see a massive drop in your numbers because they just simply aren't seeing that new episode drop. So don't assume because you've imported the RSS feed into your new hosting platform that the redirect automatically happens. They're two separate steps. The second example that I've seen is where somebody redirected the old platform. So they did put the redirect into the old platform and assumed that that would feed everything over into the new hosting platform without having to actually undertake the import step. So if you miss this step, all of the previous episodes would have been lost when the old hosting account was closed. So it's really, really important to do that import so that you don't lose all of that information. Because again, if you've got 100 episodes, you can imagine, or even if you've got 10 episodes, you can imagine how heartbreaking it would be to lose those and not have them anywhere. And you look, you probably have them stored and you can upload them again. But if you've got a lot of episodes, that is a lot of work. So they are the three steps that you need to undertake. It's get the statistics in your current provider before you close the account. Import your old RSS feed into the new hosting provider so that all of your episodes come across, and redirect the old hosting provider to your new hosting RSS feed. And you want to have that redirect in place probably for a few weeks before you go in and close your old hosting account. That is it for the content today. I've been receiving some great reviews in Apple Podcasts, and I just wanted to say a big thank you for everybody who has left a review and a rating there for me. I really, really appreciate it. So I'm going to read some of those out to you. And as you know, it can be a little confusing with the iTunes name. So please reach out to me and let me know if this is from you so that I can include a link to your show in the show notes. This week is from Lozita. Thank you, Lyndall, for producing an informative, easy to understand breakdown of the podcast essentials. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I do have a fantastic Facebook group called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative. So if you are a Facebook user, make sure you jump in and join the conversation over there. There's over 1,100 members and it's a really active, engaged. You can ask any questions. You can share your episodes on certain days of the week. And it's just a really fantastic little community that we've got going. I'll be back with an interview next week and I look forward to chatting to you then. Until then, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.